We've all seen the incredible horse and rider combinations as the backbone of our sport. But what about everything else that makes the equestrian world tick? From the everyday grind to the world-class professional, join the Equestrian Podcast as we talk about every equestrian discipline in a way that hasn't been done before. Now here's your host, rider, trainer, and influencer behind My Equestrian Style, Bethany Lee.
Hey friends, and welcome back to the Equestrian Podcast. I'm your host, Bethany Lee, and this is episode 400. Our guest today is really an amazing visionary, and this episode is super eye-opening. He is the founder behind Banana Feeds, which is a really groundbreaking supplement company with their iconic Be Complete supplement. His discovery from a passion of horses to really pioneering natural solutions for gut health and performance is so admirable. So in this episode, we dive into the transformative potential of Be Complete and its impact on well-being of horses worldwide. If you haven't heard of Be Complete before, it is so amazing. It only has one ingredient, and that is green bananas. I hope I piqued your interest because we are talking a lot about bananas today. So without further ado, please welcome our guest today, John MacArthur.
Hi, John.
Hey, Bethany, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell me how you first got started in the horse world.
Oh, that's a very good question. Horses, animals in general, have always been an absolute love of mine. So starting, I guess, back when my mother was young, owning quite a few horses. And then in later life, I guess, you know, through my own ownership of horses, just always been fascinated with their own personalities and how each and every single horse has got their unique little personality. Makes them impossible to not love.
Definitely. Obviously, your love of horses and passion for the agricultural industry really did lead you down a path of, I would say, like innovation and creativity for creating your products. And they really do treat the horses well, and I feel like in a unique way. So what has that innovation and creativity for creating products really, how did that kind of unfold? Where did that passion come from? And give me a little bit of a rundown about how you started Banana Feeds.
Yeah, sure. So look, apart from my love of horses and all animals, I also have a love of agriculture here in Australia. Myself and my business partner Robert used to work together in an organization where we were involved in growing, marketing bananas for human consumption. And what we found is that, you know, the way that the Australian market is, there's always product which ends up being out of specification for human consumption. And it frustrated us enormously to see that product not being utilized in some sort of innovative way. And Robert, having his own horses and lots of animals, used to feed a lot of his out of specification product to horses. And he certainly initially noticed some huge improvements in his own animals' health, which made us start to think, you know, what is the opportunity to value add this particular, you know, upcycled product into an animal's diet? And given our love of horses, we thought that would be a wonderful place to start. So when we first started doing some tabletop research, we couldn't actually find a great deal of information about green bananas and the benefits that are just so easily derived for humans into an equine diet. So I guess that led us to put an inquisitive mind on and really set about trying to find out as much as we could, and to the point where we ended up doing our own research trials here in Australia with one of the leading universities and their equine division, and looking at the benefits that the green bananas could actually possess and deliver for horses.
Do you feel like, I mean, were you like always imagining a type of career in some shape or form around horses? Like, does it look like what you thought it would?
No, if you asked me 20 years ago whether I would be doing this particular business, the answer would probably be not. But I'm really, really fortunate that all of my passions have collided. And look, it's been a long, hard process to start something from scratch where it hasn't been done anywhere else in the world for the equine diet. And I guess when you're starting at the leading edge, it's always a challenge. But 20 years ago, certainly wasn't in my mindset, but as I sit here today, I couldn't be happier with what we've developed and the results that we're getting from our customer testimonials. And most importantly, we do see this as an amazing advancement in the equine nutrition space. So that gives us a lot of a sense of pride.
Absolutely. Your path has led you to Banana Feeds as co-developer of Be Complete, which for those listening who don't are or who aren't familiar, it's a supplement that's aimed at improving gut health and overall performance. So tell us a little bit more about Be Complete and why this product is so important.
Yeah, sure, Bethany. I guess one of the things that is important to note is that one of the fastest growing markets in the world is actually a natural alternative to medications for animal nutrition. And when you go and look through the myriad of different products that are on the market, it's pretty cluttered. And a lot of them have synthetic products. Some of them you almost need a PhD to be able to understand what the ingredient list is actually made up of. So what we really wanted to do was take a product which we know and has for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years been known to be hugely beneficial for the humans, but then work out how we can actually develop that into an equine product that is going to be as mutually beneficial for them. And I guess a lot of the research that we did from the very first stages was around gut health. And as everyone knows, gut health is one of the most important factors of any animal's overall well-being. And from that point, really understanding what green bananas could deliver was important to us. So we ended up doing a research project that was funded by the Australian government. We put it up against an omeprazole, which is obviously a standard of care for ulceration horses. And we then really took to the laboratories to understand what components were going to be beneficial. We know that green bananas are a wonderful source of prebiotic fiber. We know they contain pectin. We know that they contain antioxidant nutrients, vitamin E and the vitamin Cs, which has all been well researched and to understand the anti-inflammatory benefits. It's also a source of electrolytes. We knew that potassium is really good for heart function. We really understand it's good for nerve function. All of those things combined together made it very, very simple for us to know that we could actually deliver a product that sits into that fastest growing category in the world, which is natural alternative to medications, and doing it simply with one product, being green bananas. We've obviously gone through a huge amount of work to work out how we can deliver that product through our manufacturing process. But the results have just been quite amazing, to be perfectly honest.
What was the, I feel like you may have, I may have seen you explain it before, but what made Banana Feeds even like experiment with bananas and find that they were, like so beneficial for performance horses?
When you look at the actual banana and a green banana, and it's important to make the distinction between green bananas and ripe bananas. So green bananas, before the carbohydrates have been converted to sugars, so they're very low in sugar content. To understand that from a holistic point of view, all of those elements that go into what God made in a green banana all those millions of years ago. The benefits of green bananas is just they've been known forever. And when you actually look at the components that go into it and how they can assist in animal nutrition, it's a no-brainer. And I mean, we keep sort of thinking to ourselves, why hasn't anyone done this before? But then we also remember how much work and how much we've had to set up with our manufacturing facility to make it happen. And to make it a viable option for, you know, for the global market has been really important. So through our trial and errors, starting off, as most companies do, you know, on a really small shoestring budget, trying to work out how we can take this, you know, natural raw product that's got so much benefit and turn it into a nutritionist, condensed pack of goodness, took a lot of time and effort and work.
So I wanted to ask you something because we have several of our horses that love, like their treat of choice are bananas. If we are like feeding our horses a banana, you were mentioning about like, green bananas. Should we be treating our horses with a green banana? I mean, for us, I like a yellow with like slightly light speckles. I know everyone likes their banana ripeness at a different point. But when we're giving our horses a physical banana, is it better for them to give them as green as we can get?
Look, I mean, bananas in general are always going to be beneficial, and they're always going to be a really good alternative for a healthy snack. There's no ifs and buts about that. What we've done is taken, obviously, you know, looked at the aspects of a ripe banana. Humans have been eating them forever. The important thing to note is that that sugar content is actually fine on small amounts for a, you know, for a treat. But when you're looking at actually condensing, you know, you'd have to feed a heck of a lot of ripe bananas to be able to get some of that benefit. And then, of course, you've got the sugar. So the green bananas have all of those benefits. The fact that they're dried, you know, there's a huge moisture content that's actually in bananas. So we remove the moisture content because there's no point in shipping moisture around the world. So you're ending up with a really condensed green banana prebiotic fiber, which is obviously better for your horse's overall gut health, but there's nothing wrong with feeding a ripe banana from time as a snack, that's for sure.
Okay. Kind of going back to gut health, something that's really top of mind for many horse owners, really, especially as we learn more about how much the gut impacts the whole horse. So, what would you say are some of the most important things owners and riders need to know about gut health when it comes to their horses?
Oh, look, Bethany, I think, you know, people that we've spoken to, customers, you know, in the US, you know, the most common phrase that I can remember someone saying to me is, you know, if your gut's no good, you don't do good. And that was Jim Babcock over in Texas. And, you know, he's been around horses all his life and he completely understands the importance of gut health. And I think, you know, gut health, it's the same story. If, you know, if as humans, our guts aren't feeling in the right condition, our minds start to waver. So if you can look after that gut health and you can do it naturally through, you know, a product like Be Complete, then everything else seems to follow suit. It used to be, you know, go the hoof goes the horse, but I think the better understanding nowadays is that that gut health is literally the first brain, and that is what sets the horses up for their overall performance. And you know, when we talk about performance animals, there's so many things that can influence and have an impact on their stress levels. You know, it could be a change in environment, it could be a change in the diet, could be the different grasses, different times of year, could be antibiotic use. You know, it could be the presence of ulcers, even just training and traveling to competitions. You know, all of those will create an oxidative stress, and anything that we can do to minimize that and to give the horse the ability to deal with those oxidative stresses is only going to be of a benefit to their overall well-being. And I think, you know, the bananas are a unique product, because not only do they have, you know, those wonderful attributes I spoke about before with the prebiotic fiber and you know, the antioxidant capacity, but you know, they naturally have an occurring amount of dopamine and serotonin, which are natural. You know, if we don't add it, it's already there in the in a natural form. And that can also, you know, in green bananas, it's been known to help with humans for, you know, calming effects. So there's a lot that's actually packed into a green banana that can really go to helping that gut health, which then ultimately will look after that horse's total well-being.
I have to tell you about this newer supplement that is seemingly sweeping the world for equine and also for dog health, but it is the supplement called Be Complete from the Banana Feeds Company. One of the, I think the coolest thing to this is that it is literally made of one ingredient, and that is green bananas. It most specifically promotes gut health. That is the biggest part, but it also has so many antioxidant benefits. It improves temperament, it improves coat health and shine, and it promotes overall health, and it really does improve performance, because when a horse feels healthy, especially in its gut, it's going to perform at its highest potential. So for more information, you can see a whole list of benefits of Be Complete on their website, which is bananafeeds.com.nz. Again, that is Be Complete over at bananafeeds.com.nz. All right, let's get back to the episode.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point. What are your, obviously, being a part of a supplement company, I know your thoughts towards, you know, supplementing horses, but I feel like it can sometimes be a bit, not like controversial, but I feel like every program kind of has their own thoughts towards supplementation and the health of a horse and, you know, things like that. So what would you say are some maybe misconceptions you see around supplementation?
Yeah, look, it's like I said, you walk into a store nowadays and there's a wall of supplements, and it's really confusing, and they all claim to do certain things for certain parts of the horse's, you know, overall well-being. My thoughts on supplementation is that it is important. But it can be simplified, and I guess that's the main reason why we wanted to develop this product, is to keep. And I think when you look at the complications that people go through with their diet regimes for their performance horses, there's a lot of it that doesn't need to necessarily occur when you can have a singular product, or a single product such as Be Complete, which actually can provide a lot of that, and they can do it naturally. It's there, it's in existence, it's been around for eons, and it's just the fact that we've made a process that can make it readily usable, readily available, that's really sort of, I suppose, simplified what we think supplementation should look like in a diet. There's just so many different products out there, and it's really hard to cut through. So that's one of the things that we've found with our customers, that they actually have gone back to a very simple program, and they have seen the benefits maintained through just the use of the Be Complete without the need for a supplement for this, a supplement for that. So that for us has been really important. I mean, there's a place for supplementation. Every region, every horse has got their own unique individual circumstances. And, the people who understand that best are those who obviously are riding them every day. They'll know every muscle twitch fiber. They'll just understand their horses. So, for us, it is about a holistic, overarching simplification into supplementation with a product that actually is effective. And there is no more, effective product. And again, I just often talk to people in human terms, because if you look at southern provinces of India, now, they've got some of the lowest rates of gastric cancer in the world, and it's not a big surprise that green bananas are a big part of their daily diet. And then if you look across the rest of the globe, there are a lot of gastric issues that arise from more carbohydrate driven diets in Asia, for instance. So if you can break it down into a simple philosophy, natural is always great. And if you can get all the benefits that are contained in the green bananas into your horse's diet, and we're not talking huge volumes. 100 grams a day for a 1100 pound animal is not a lot, but when you condense all of those nutrient values into a scoop a day, it delivers what a lot of supplements are being used for as it is.
How did you figure out how much was what was the sweet spot to give to horses?
Yeah, so part of the studies that we did with the University of Adelaide here in Australia, we took a group of 100 horses, and they all had to have ulceration to grade 3 and above. And we did some testing on dosage rates and body mass. And we've done that in the field for, let's call the best part of the 6 years of research and development that we've done. And we do have some people who will, in highly stressed environments, double dose, which they can do because it's natural and there's no issues or no negatives that come with that. But for economy and for efficacy, 100 grams a day was a sweet spot. And that was through trial and error, but also using the research that we developed through this program to make sure that we understood what that would look like.
You're embarking on a little expansion, bringing Be Complete to the US, which is very exciting. I'm curious about the difference in the equestrian world between your home base in Australia and the US. What have you kind of found? What are some of the biggest differences, especially when it comes to supplements and caring for performance horses?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of similarities between the two markets. So we export to New Zealand, to the UAE, Singapore, the UK. But to be perfectly honest, we just have a love affair with the US. It's something that we've always wanted to do. It's a beautiful market. The people are lovely, but they also understand their horses as well as anyone. And I think for us, looking at the two markets, Americans are very open-minded. And they understand innovation. You have a lot more influence from Europe and from South America, and I think the difference that we saw from Australia is that because we're on an island, we don't get a lot of those influences as much. So when I started first talking to people in the States, they just got it from the very first point. They understood what we were trying to achieve with a simplified supplementation of green bananas. And many of the people in America had already been feeding bananas, so it wasn't even a big step. But once you explain to them the greater benefits, it just seemed to sit really naturally with them. In Australia, because it hadn't been done anywhere else in the world when we first launched here, there was always that sort of not skepticism, it was just that educational piece that we had to do a lot of. We had to explain a lot of it to various trainers, but the uptake was really quite quick. And I guess that's been great for us because we've managed to grow our business during some pretty trying times with COVID and the like. But I think the biggest differences between the markets is just the diversity in the States. We obviously have similar disciplines here with the jumping and the eventing and dressage and but flat track racing. But when I go to the US, it's just such a vast number of different disciplines that are it's really cool and really unique to go and see, to be honest.
And I think I'm guessing when I got my first container of the Be Complete, I'm sure I asked the question that probably gets frequently asked, especially maybe more so in the US, I'm not sure, but is it show safe? Give me a little bit of a rundown about especially those of us who are constantly competing and at AA rated shows, can your show horses be on it?
Yeah, look, absolutely. And again, that's one of the beautiful things about Be Complete is that it's safe. It doesn't swab. We've had it tested in the UAE, we've had it tested in London. Funnily enough, when we first started here in Australia, the thoroughbred industry here is a big industry. And we approached the governing body whether they could do their own testing, and they actually said that they couldn't. And it sort of took me by surprise. So we actually had to
Wow.
send it all overseas to be able to prove. Which we all knew because we'd had horses winning pretty high stake races on it, being swabbed and obviously coming back with no results. So for us, it was a bit of a unique one to have to send it offshore to be able to validate the fact that it is perfectly safe for all FEI and flat track. I mean, we've had this, we've had some of the Australia's largest thoroughbred races, which are worth six, seven, $8 million. Their horses that have won those races have been on our product.
Wow.
And we've obviously got Olympic eventers, Olympic show jumpers who have been using our product for some time in the States as well. So again, we wanted to make sure we crossed every T and dotted every I when we developed this product. And then when I first told a couple of trainers here that we were sending it to London for swabbing, they said, "Why would you waste your money? We've already had 12 winners, and they've all been swabbed and they all come back negative." But for us, it was just about making sure we showed due diligence and went through every single process that we needed to.
Definitely. What would you say is something that you are passionate about in the industry that you feel people either, don't talk a lot about or don't know enough about?
Look, I think just animal welfare. I mean, it's always going to be one of the most important aspects of our industry. We've all got a responsibility to make sure that we are looking after these beautiful animals, not just through their peak performance times, but after racing, after their eventing life and whatnot. Animal welfare across the globe needs to continue to improve, and we're getting better at it. But I think ultimately, the thing that saddens me most is when you see, post-discipline horses that are not looked after as well. And we do a lot of work with, some businesses who look after horses after race, after their racing careers are over. And I think, we've also done work with companies that work with kids who have got autism,
Sure.
that we love to sponsor because, again, I think it's the performance animals are hugely important. They're a big part of our market, but it goes further than that. We want to be a good corporate citizen. We want to believe that, we're having an impact across the whole industry. And I think animal welfare is obviously critical. And I also think sustainability. Businesses with a sustainability piece are really important for, for our future generations. And we're really proud, like I say. I mean, we're making a big contribution here. We've got a program called the Fight Food Waste. And the fact that we've saved, millions of kilos of green bananas that potentially would be downgraded and potentially even end up in landfill,
Wow.
that's something we're very, very passionate about as well. And I think our customers resonate with that. And they know that not only are they helping their animals' health, and in a very visible way, they also know that behind the scenes they're supporting a company that are having a big impact on reducing food waste and sustainability, also very passionate areas that we want to try to address. So yeah, animal welfare and I'd say sustainability, Bethany.
Yeah, those are great ones. I love that. Well, thank you so much, John, for taking the time to come on. You are such a wealth of knowledge, and I think it's so, like you said, it's like really easy to get overwhelmed by the wall of supplements that you might find at your local tack shop or online. And so I think it's so helpful that you've created something that is just so simple and so easy to understand because it's literally researching one ingredient. And with the importance of gut health, for humans and for horses, it's really cool that there is something that is, so focused on gut health and finding something that works well for our horses so that they feel good in their gut. I mean, it really, I know several instances of horses in our program that have, really, really turned it around once their gut felt better, just acted differently, could perform better, just felt, you could just tell they were happier, more willing to do their job and what they loved. So, it's such a big part of our industry. So thank you so much for all of the time and effort and research you've put in towards Be Complete. And thank you for coming on. I wish you all the best.
No, I really appreciate it, Bethany. And we are really excited about our move into the US. It's a beautiful market, but I think from all the testimonials we've had from customers in the US, we're expecting great things. We have it available through a wide network of distributors. We also have an online store in the US, which it's available, and that's just at b-complete.com. But again, it's something that we're very, very passionate about. But most importantly, we're passionate about it because it works. And we've seen that firsthand, with numerous customers who have gone through all sorts of trials and tribulations, whether it be, fecal water syndrome, whether it be, ulcerations. There's just a lot that we've seen that have made us feel really comfortable when we put our heads on the pillow at night. And hopefully, I've answered some of your questions and. And I apologize if I haven't, but yeah, it's a very unique product. It's now available in the US, and we're super excited about it. And the reason why we are so excited is just because of that constant wonderful feedback that we get from our clients all over the world.
All right, that is all I have for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you liked what you heard, please take a minute and write a review on iTunes. I would so appreciate it. It helps people like you find the podcast, and it helps me get some killer guests. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next week.